Welcome back to Inside Agriculture on this Monday holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. USDA released its final 2023 crop production report last Friday, showing a rise in corn production, a drop in soybean production, but they raised the yield number. The average yield for corn, 177.3, a record. The average yield soybeans, 50.6 bushels per acre, one bushel higher than a year ago. From an objective viewpoint, Tommy Grisafi, what are your thoughts on Friday's report?
I think the American farmer is awesome at what they do. They have done so much to improve their land, and they buy the best seed, and they've tiled their ground, and they are awesome at farming. And the whole world, not only the American farmer have a problem, but the whole world, we finally have a little too much grain. And the markets reflect that. Now, the good news, I have great news for all your listeners.
Okay.
From where we were, where beans down 30, they only closed like down 10. And where corn was down 14, it only closed down 7. So the fact that the USDA raised the corn yield that much, and we didn't close down, I mean, how many days in our life have corn been down 7? The problem is corn's been trending down, and it didn't feel good. It's not comfortable. But we have too much grain in the world, and it is what it is. We have to reset our thinking. And Russia's not going to reinvade Ukraine and make wheat go up $5. And all those events that happen, the massive inflation's calmed down, the pandemic's over, inflation's over. I don't follow what the USDA says. As a professional grain trader and someone who works with grain elevators and lots of farmers across America, we deal in the cash market. And the basis has been weak all over the United States. The basis is hot in parts of Iowa. Parts of Iowa had a problem. But we have an extremely weak basis in North Dakota because we have big corn bushels. And it's not just states like North Dakota. It's North Dakota, Kentucky, South Dakota. I'll be at the South Dakota Corn Growers, I think, a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
There's big bushels out there, my friend. And today was a reality check, gut check, that what other industry? Let me ask you something. You're going to think I'm being a condescending jerk. What other industry produces something and has no plan on when they're going to sell it? I mean, what if Coca-Cola operated like that? Would you buy Coca-Cola stock? I imagine Coke saying, oh, we made 10 million cases of pop, and we have no clue what we're going to do with it. And they're paying like 8% on their operating. And if you want to know what's really bothering people, it's the 8% operating, and corn's down 12% since crop insurance left. So crop insurance was officially over October 31st. But wait, there's more that's really hurting people. They do not have crop insurance on the 2024 crop. So when you look at no 24 beans that went down to 11.85 today, that is an uninsured crop. When you look at these 24 corn that went down to 4.82, you're a North Dakota farmer and you buy 70% crop insurance on a 4.82, you got a lot of downside there that is not profitable to grow. But they're still going to grow it. I did a big meeting in Iowa this week, and a farmer came up and he said, corn's below my cost production, and I'm not going to sell it. I said, well, you'll show them, won't you? And here we are down a bunch, and I should text them. But you can't do that. You can't show them. There's no showing them, and this is why. Brazil is kicking our butt. Brazil, Argentina, other little countries, but just say Brazil and Argentina. They are just expanding their acreage and growing so much stuff, and they have a little weather problem down there. Maybe they have a big weather problem, but they plant so much down there every year that we are no longer the number one exporter of soybeans to China. We are no longer the number one producer of soybeans. South America is womping on us, and they get to use the same good genetics. Don't forget, these companies that make all this great seed, they're publicly traded companies. They're in the profit business. They know they're going to make seed. They produce the seed. They sell shares of their stock. They charge people a lot for the seed, and they make a profit. And that great genetics gets to get planted all over the world. It's just not an American thing. Hey, I bought a great bag of seed. You could only buy this in America.
Yeah.
That's not true. They're selling that seed to anyone and everyone who can plant it. 100%. Yeah, no, I stood in the 10-year note pit for 12 years of my career at the Board of Trade, so I know a lot about the 10 years. 2s, 10s, 5s, 30s, the whole deal. I'll send you a picture of me 60 pounds skinnier in the 10-year note. Nonetheless, life gets us all, right? The 10-year note, we had PPI and CPI this week, and what he's saying is inflation's not done. Everyone pretending like we zipped inflation. Inflation's creeping back up, and as we have these shipping problems around the world, you're going to start to see things inflate. The thing that's not inflating is the corn, but shipping costs, crude oil. Yeah, he's right. A 10-year below 4%, that's a nice hot economy. If 10-year starts going above 4%, it's going to slow things down. And the Fed may have got a little ahead of its skis here, thinking that they completely got ahead of inflation. There's still inflation out there. You go shopping lately?
And we'll have more WASDE analysis right after a break for the weather. This is Inside Agriculture.